Good evening. With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. The murder trial of Demisio Frederick entered its third week today. Mr. Frederick denies killing his uncle, Christopher Bolo Johnson, whose body was found on Middle Road in Georgetown in December 2024. Proceedings stalled last week after jurors submitted questions that required both prosecution and defense counsel to review CCTV footage from the days leading up to the killing. Today, the jury heard final agreed submissions on that footage, which prosecutors say does not show Mr. Frederick walking the family dog the day before Mr. Johnson was found dead. Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions Barnaby Jameson Casey delivered his closing arguments, calling Mr. Frederick's defense fabricated after the fact. The Crown alleges Mr. Frederick is the masked man seen in CCTV footage leaving the family home, crossing the street, and lying in wait to ambush his uncle. Mr. Johnson told jurors the defense fails at any basic level of scrutiny and that they have all the evidence they need to safely convict him. Defense counsel George Carter Stevenson KC is expected to deliver his closing address on Tuesday, followed by the trial judge, Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards KC, who will begin her summation. The jury could reach a verdict as early as Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday. Mr. Frederick remains in custody until the trial concludes. New government reports are out on how we're doing and what life really costs. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has the latest from the Economics and Statistics Office.
The Economics and Statistics Office has released its first major reports on 2025, covering both prices and quality of life in the Cayman Islands. The new Consumer Price Index report shows average annual inflation at 1.3%. The Fall 2025 Quality of Life Survey finds overall life satisfaction at 84%, with most residents reporting high and improving satisfaction with life here. The publications put the first full set of 2025 ESO data in the public domain. The reports are intended to give government, businesses, and the wider community an updated picture of economic conditions and day-to-day life across the island. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Thank you. Both reports are available at eso.ky. A call to the community to get involved from the Department of Agriculture, Director Wilbur Welcome. He spoke with Ward Scott of the Sister Islands on Saturday as the BRAC celebrated the 20th Annual Agriculture Show.
How important is this show to the Agriculture Department?
So the department is keen to see agriculture grow in all three of the islands. It underpins our food sustainability, which is paramount in these trying times in the global economy.
How important is this agriculture show to the Agriculture Department?
So to the department, this show and all the shows on all three islands gives an opportunity for our farmers to exhibit the products and produce that they're producing. I know a lot of the time people go to the stores and they're not fully aware, especially with livestock, of things that are actually being produced here, the good works our farmers are doing. So from a department perspective, we're really excited to support these shows to showcase our farmers, showcase what they're doing, and also get community buy-in and support to further support our farmers and buy local.
Okay, and as you can hear, as we can hear behind you, this is a big year. There's a lot of cows, there's a lot of everything.
Yeah, so we have cows, we have goats, we have pigs, we have poultry, so we have chickens, we have turkeys. People are exhibiting their other crafts, so we have jams, jellies, we have produce. So there's a lot of things out here that I think the community should come and see. So it's not only Grand Cayman, but the Cayman BRAC Agriculture Show, the Little Cayman Agriculture Show coming up in April 25th. Come out and support our local farmers. If anyone knows what goes into farming, it's a lot of hard work and dedication to produce the things you see out here. So we encourage everybody to come out and support our farmers.
Okay, thanks. Is there anything you'd like to add?
The only other thing I would like to add is I would like to say to each and every person that this reaches to please come out, not only come out, but get involved in agriculture somehow. Whether you want to do a home hydroponics kit, you want to do a backyard garden, our food sustainability will hinge on everybody playing a role in developing and producing our own food.
Okay, great. And I saw you have home gardens as well.
So we promote backyard garden kits, and something you'll see the department coming out with soon is we'll be promoting in-home hydroponics kits. So historically, we've done big hydroponics towers, but now we're going to look at smaller towers that people can do on their kitchen counters, on their dining room tables. You can grow your lettuce, your greens, your tomatoes, all in the comfort of inside your home with a self-contained system. So look out for those things. And again, from our perspective, national food security is critically important, and we'll only achieve it if each individual household and or person is involved in growing some type of food for themselves.
As Mr. Welcome mentioned, up next on the agenda, the Little Cayman Agriculture Show on the 25th of April. You're listening to Radio Cayman Evening News. Cayman is rolling out a new childhood and maternal immunization schedule from the 27th of April, updating how and when key vaccines are given. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hilary Wolf says the goal is to strengthen protection for families while staying in step with international standards.
These updates align our program with current WHO recommendations and normative guidance and reinforce our national commitment to evidence-based preventative care.
The revised schedule adds the RSV vaccine for pregnant women between the 28 and 36 week, adjusting times and doses for several childhood shots, as well as refines which children receive other vaccines. Medical Officer for Health, Dr. Samuel Williams Rodriguez.
The integration of maternal RSV immunization alongside the updated childhood schedule enhanced protection for both mothers and infants while maintaining the highest standard of safety and clinical oversight.
You're encouraged to review your immunization records, and if you have questions, speak with your doctor or call the Public Health Department's EPI program at 244-2648. Georgetown Central MP and Deputy Opposition Leader, the Honorable Kenneth Bryan, hosts a resume workshop in Georgetown Central. In a video message, Bryan invites community residents for a workshop at the town hall hosted Saturday morning. He says people will find different stations there, including resume review tables and support for the work job portal.
You got professionals here who know what they're doing, can advise you and help you get the best job opportunities as possible. This is our commitment to you, making sure that you have job success in your country.
Mr. Bryan also points to the portal support for persons who may not yet know how to sign up, which he says gives people a better chance at jobs. He calls the workshop part of his commitment to the Georgetown Central community. Today, the Cayman Islands joins the international community in marking World Meteorological Day 2026 under the theme Observing Today, Protecting Tomorrow. The annual observance recognizes the vital role meteorologists play in safeguarding lives, property, and communities. World Meteorological Day commemorates the establishment of the World Meteorological Organization and highlights global collaboration in weather and climate science. It also acknowledges the work of meteorologists worldwide who provide the data, forecasts, and early warnings that support decision-making across sectors, including disaster preparedness, aviation, public health, and infrastructure planning. Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks says the threats posed by tropical storms, storm surge, flooding rains, and long-term climate pressures are daily realities for the Cayman Islands. He praised the National Weather Service team for working through the night during severe weather, turning complex atmospheric data into clear, timely warnings that protect the public. This year's observance also highlights the often unseen work of meteorologists, technicians, and support staff, as well as the growing role of young people and activists in building climate resilience. Director General of the Cayman Islands National Weather Service, John Tibbett, says his team embodies the spirit of World Meteorological Day each hurricane season, monitoring conditions around the clock, even during the very storms they warn the public about. He says their mission is to ensure every resident has the information needed to stay safe. The Director General's full message is available at gov.ky. Finally, hundreds of people were treated to good food, good music, and good vibes Saturday evening as the Cayman National Cultural Foundation hosted K-Fest 2026 Grand Finale, Red Sky at Night. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more from the Harquill Theatre grounds.
Oh, The grounds of the Harkwell Theater were transformed into an arts and culture festival, with the iconic red sails welcoming guests toward the main stage as they made their way through a vendor trail that features some of the best artisanal and homemade products Cayman has to offer. And this year's event featured all the favorites. Food, music, dance, storytelling, even the Astronomical Society had a telescope set up so you could do a little bit of stargazing.
Now repeat after me, see ya? Very good. I think I can give you a whole diploma into Jamaican potwork.
Something new and extra special this year was a free kitchen band masterclass in the smaller Harkwell Studio Theater, led by Cayman's own swanky kitchen band members, Paula Scott on grater, Jared Tibbetts on drums, Nicholas Johnson on guitar, and on fiddle, Sam Rhodes.
Welcome to a masterclass. So I am far from that. I'm going to attempt to share with you the joy that I get from kitchen band music. And this is kitchen band. This is as Caymanian as it gets.
Mr. Rose walked the musicians through the history of Cayman Kitchen Band and taught the packed house, which included 7 violinists, bassists, guitar players, several folks in the group with graters and maracas, and even an accordion player through Munsey Boat in the Sound. And the event was a big hit.
I thought it was very informative, and I feel like it helped everyone that came understand more about Caymanian music, and that Cayman isn't just an island, and that it actually has culture and heritage.
I think it was a very great opportunity for us to be able to come out here and play collectively as a group, and I think it also helps us stay in touch with our Caymanian roots and our history.
It was fun.
It was. It was very fun.
Really cool. It was like really fun to have Swanky Kitchen Band come and tell us how to play all of the instruments. It was really fun.
I think it was great. It was nice to come together with some other interested people and see these local musicians play and pass on a bit of the knowledge from the older generations. They put me on the maraca for a bit, but then I jumped at the chance to do the grater, which was really fun. It was just an awesome experience.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News from Red Sky at Night, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. That's your latest local news. I'm Jeffy Ebanks. Have a good evening.